Halleluja. Mense, ek sê vir Colette, hoekom voel dit nie asof dit nie koeler word nie? Sy sê vir my, dit is 36 grade daar buiten. Kan jy dit geloof? 36. 36. That's the amount of tomatoes going to all gold. 36 tomatoes into a bottle of all gold tomato sauce. Halleluja. Okay, it's a privilege once again to share the word of God with you. I'm excited this morning. If you got your Bibles, you're following on the screen or your mobile devices, come with me to Psalm 23, please. Psalm 23, it's just after Psalm 22. Net daarso. Sal jy hom kry. If you're there, say amen. Preach it, pastor. Nee, dis nie daar nie. Ek is nog nie daar nie. There we go. Psalm 23. Are we ready to read together this morning? Father, we thank you for the privilege of being around your word. Here, ons neem dit nie vanselfsprekend. Ons dink aan die wat hulle lewens neergeleg sodat ons die voorreg kan geniet vandag in vrymoedigheid rondom die woord te kuier. Lord, myself I start off and say all of us here this morning, acknowledge our dependency upon you. Lord, I've got nothing to say to your people that can change their lives, but one word from you can change us forever. Holy Spirit, speak into our hearts, Lord. Move beyond the limitations of my speech. And thank you that you visit with us today, Lord God. We can be encouraged, we can be challenged and go home changed and more in love with Jesus than before we came yet this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's read together. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows and he leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil, and my cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Exciting promises indeed. Something interesting happens when we read this psalm. I think our mind by default doesn't play a trick on us, but we think of things the way we'd like them to be. It's almost as if when you read this, somehow your mind separates the green pastures from the dry and weary place and the valley of the shadow of death. We read it, we speak about, you lead me beside the green pastures and even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Vir een of ander rede, hierso onderskei ons die twee. Submit very, very challenging questions to you this morning. What if they are not two separate places, but one in the same place? What if it's not a case of green pastures? When we speak of green pastures, we picture this. Renier, gooi om. I said I can operate. Of Dennis, look at this. We think of green pastures. Check out our groen weivelde, nee. That's what we think of. We don't think of the valley of the shadow of death. But the truth is, we need to have a better understanding of the land in which the psalmist lived when this was written. Dit was nie so nie. It was more like this. Gooi die next picture van hy, those blades of grass up there. Nee, nie daar ook nie. It's like that. Mense, kyk rondom jou. Moet jy nie blind staar in die gras nie, nee? En dis nie lachtwak nie, dis gewone gras daar, nee? Rocks, dry, barren ground, and little bits of grass in between. Daar was nie een ding van die groen weivelde, waar jy die heel dag kan vreet aan gras, totdat jy so dik as jy val om en dan leeg jy maar nie daar. It's not like that. The sheep had to be led by a shepherd. That's why we hear about these green pastures and the valley of the shadow of death, and we get this confused look on our face like that sheep. The sheep is like, huh? Last I Scott. Like, Lord, you want me to go where? You want me to do what? Or like, Lord, why is this happening? That's actually what happens. But in truth, ladies and gentlemen, there were little small tufts of grass here and there that stuck out from between the dry, arid, harsh, rocky, stony ground. The sheep needed a shepherd to take them there, to lead them specifically to that place. Now, I want to ask a question this morning. What if they were not two separate places, but one and the same place? What if the green pastures was right in the middle of the valley of the shadow of death? What does that mean for a Christian? What does it mean for us? Well, let's say this. The Bible specifically says this in verse 5. It says that God prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies, not separate from our enemy. How many of you know we live in a place so often where we just want to be separate from the enemy, separate from al hierdie moeilikhede and all the issues. Lord, just, I'm oftentimes in a place where I get tired. You know, I love everybody and you're next. So when I'm tired of people, dan moet jy weet, dan weet ek, ek is moeg hoor, ek is genuine op, because I love people. I do. And when I got tired of people, I need a rest. And when I'm at that place, I say, Lord Jesus, just come. Just come back. Come now, please. Just come and sort everything out. Die wat nie wil glo nie, die wat nie wil volg nie, dis hulle saak. Het hulle keuse gehad, nes ek. They've made their choice. I've made mine. Just come, Lord Jesus. Maar dan gaan soveel mense in die moeilikheid wees. And I'm like that. But what if those pastures are right smack bang in the middle of the valley of the shadow of death? It says he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies, not separate. So what does this mean for us? A few thoughts I'd like to share with you this morning. It means that we're going to encounter major difficulties within the very midst of the fulfillment of God's promises for us. Think about that for a moment. Let that settle in. We're going to encounter major difficulties and challenges in the very middle of the fulfillment of God's promises. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And when that happens, it becomes difficult for us to see, but God, where are you? Why aren't you working? Where's the answer to my prayers? In the meantime, God is providing those tufts of grass right in the middle of the valley of the shadow of death for you. And on Staron's blunt, on the valley of the shadow of death, instead of being sensitized to the leading of the voice of the good shepherd that's taking us to that. And the Bible speaks about the Lord prepares for us our daily food cupboard that we can go and gouge and feed our pie holes. Daily bread. Net genoeg vir daai dag. Tomorrow, you got to wake up and start trusting God all over again. All over again. You see, as ek 'n oorvloed het van alles in my lewe, do I need to trust God? No, I can trust my bank balance, man. Hello? If I've got a medical aid that's limitless and al hierdie effektiewe medication and I'm not knocking doctors and pills and it's working, do I have to trust God for a healing miracle in my body? No. But when all my means and my resources are up, and as nie meer antwoorde nie, and they say to you, sorry, there's nothing we can do for you, sir, ma'am. You have to trust God all over again. We see this principle right through the scriptures. When they were wandering in the desert, God said, collect just enough for you and your family for the day. And the greedy collected so much more, and it rotted. They cry, we want meat, 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 meat. God said, I'll give you meat until it came out of their nostrils. He wanted them to learn to trust him on a daily basis all over again. So if these green pastures are in the middle of the valley of the shadow of death, it means that we're going to experience difficulties within the middle of God's provision. So I ask you, my brother, my sister, were you seated there this morning? What have you been spending most of your time focusing on? Think about that for a minute. I don't know about you, but I've been focusing on a whole lot of negative things. I've been expecting to be like that confused sheep. It's like, ek soek net die groen weiveld, I just want to see green. It's just green, green. In the meantime, I have to listen, follow, obey. Trust God to get me to that next provision for my daily needs. All right? It's in these times that we need to remind ourselves of the truths of verse 1 to 3, of verse 23. Let's start off with that psalm again. In the beginning it says, the psalmist boasts, and so it's like, the Lord's my shepherd. I want to put an emphasis on this morning. He's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. Not just any shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. Who's your daddy? He's my daddy. The Lord is my shepherd. Can we get it up there again? Don't be like that. I'll use my own then. Fine. Okay, there we go. I'll use yours. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He can only say the second part of that line because the truth of the first line is a reality in his life. He can only believe and say the second part because the truth of the first line is a reality in his life. The Lord is my shepherd. How many of you came into this world with your houses, your cars, your motorbikes, your job, your title, your position, your reputation, your fame, your friends, your family? How many of you came into the world with all of that? So guess what? When you leave, you can't take any of that with you except people. The only thing you can take with you to heaven is people. Ons kan hierdie goed saamvat nie, man. We came into this world with nothing. Surely we're going to go out with nothing. That's how it is. But because the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. You know, if God is on your side, you're a winning majority. If God is on your side, you are a winning majority. Hallelujah. That's why he can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need, he says. He lets me rest in green pastures. He lets me rest in green pastures. He rests because this journey, hierdie ding van dra jou kruis op 'n daaglikse basis, is nie maklik nie. I don't know what was preached to you when you gave your life to the Lord, but I hope and pray they didn't say to you, gee net jou hart vir die Here, dan gaan al hierdie issues opgelos word. Hoor jy, hulle het vir jou gelieg, man. Hulle het gelieg. When I have the privilege of leading people to Jesus, my focus is not on the promises. My focus is on the pain and the suffering and the heartache and what it's going to cost you. Because you know what? I, Mozzie, have led so many people to the Lord. Weet jy waar hulle vandag? Erger af. They're worse off because I've led them to the Lord. But the ones that God has had an encounter with, and it's been Holy Spirit-led ministry, and nie net 'n vinnige sinner's prayer nie, they're still walking the walk today, and today they're making disciples. There's a difference. There's a difference. When you tell somebody, this thing called Christianity is going to cost you everything. Are you willing to give up your family, your friends, everything? Are you willing to give it up? Because if not, listen, don't put your hands to the plow and then look back because then you're not worthy. I'm just a messenger. Bible says so. That's what the point that we need to bring across. He says, I have all that I need. He leads me besides green meadows. He leads me to peaceful streams. Some translations say quiet waters. Sheep are a funny thing. The more you meditate on it, the more you'll see, and the more you study sheep, you'll see, daarom het die Here die gelykenis gemaak tussen ons en skape. Sheep have no natural self-defense instincts. Hulle het nie tande nie, hulle het nie klou nie, they can't run fast, they can't disguise themselves, they make funny noises. They've got no ways of protecting themselves. They want somebody to follow. When a sheep is lost, it doesn't even try and find its way back home. And a sheep, if a sheep comes to fast lying water, die oomblik raak te groot vir hom. Hy raak gebou bereed en dan val hy in. Because the water does something to its little sheep brain. It needs quiet, rustige waters. It needs waters so it can see its reflection, so it can be reminded, ek is maar net 'n skaap. And behind the reflection of yourself in the water is the reflection of your shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when it's busy and it's fast and it's flowing, you can quickly forget who's the one that got you to that place. You can quickly forget. That is why he needs to lead us besides quiet waters. He renews my strength, he guides me along the right paths. And this is his purpose, bringing honor to his name. You see, no matter what happens in our lives, this translation says he does these things to bring honor to his name. Folks, that's the purpose of God's, the things that happen in your life. Ons sien dit nie altyd raak nie. It's not for our honor. And listen, this honor that the scripture talks about, it's not so that God can be famous. It's not so that he can be this, oh, he's this great God, and we're just his puppets, and he decides. Well, you know, this week we had this discussion with somebody. I was just fellowshipping with a brother who loves the Lord with his whole heart and has honored God for as long as I know him. He's been living off one lung for many, 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 many years. Recently, his wife has been diagnosed with bone cancer in the spine. And then people ask and wonder, but why, Lord? Why do bad things happen to God-fearing Christian people that love Jesus? Well, the person who has the answer to that question has not yet been born. Ons het nie die antwoorde oor hoekom slegte goed gebeur met Godvreesende. Folks, we don't have the answer to that question. I don't know why these things happen. All I know is that God is a loving Father. I must first and foremost believe that above all else. That is why he said, eat of the tree of life. Because if you go to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, some people are educated way beyond their level of obedience. Hulle het al die grade teen die muur, but no obedience in their hearts. The tree of the knowledge. Scripture says that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Now come to the tree of life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's saying, come to me. Come to me. Vestig yourself in me. The Lord is my shepherd. And then, as and when we grow and mature, and when God sees fit, he will give us a little bit more understanding as we go along. Brings honor to his name, not so that he can be famous, but that he can be known as the loving Father that he is. That's what it means when it says bring honor to his name. Okay, the name of God. God who? The Father. The Father who loves you and cares for you. That's what it means when it speaks of bringing honor to that name, of this Father that cares for you. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, some translations say in the valley of the shadow. How many of you know that the shadow is not the real thing? It's just a shadow. Daarom sê die skrif, the enemy walks around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, lives inside of you. Hallelujah. That's the real lion. The devil is just a little kitten dressed up as a lion. But the lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelations 5 and verse 5, he lives inside of you. He walks around like a roaring lion. Daarom it says you walk in the valley of the shadow of death. But guess what? Bring it on, Lord, because God has prepared your table in the presence of your enemies. Imagine what it does to the enemy when he expects you to stand there in panic and fear and stressing. What now? When you simply come and you take the seat that God has prepared for you and you start feasting on the goodness of God. Wat dink jy van dan? Sê, what do you do with such a person? Leave them alone and I'll go to the next person who doesn't have that faith. Imagine what it's like for the enemy. He expects you to panic and to stress and to start wondering and questioning God. God, where are you? And all you do, come sit at my table. I prepared it for you. and there's plenty here. Come and enjoy. Mensa, phew, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And it says, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. There's a rod and a staff. What's the difference between those two tools? Well, the staff is a long stick and it had a hook at the end. And when the sheep is going a little bit out of its own way, if you come to church long enough, you'll see it as baie baie skape met bokneigings hoor. And there's wolves dressed up as lambs. Just come. Listen, not everybody that comes to church loves Jesus. That's just the reality of life. Not everybody that hung with Jesus loved him. So when they want to do their own thing, my ministry. Yeah, fatal words, my ministry. The shepherd puts the staff around your neck and just gently pulls you into line again. Yeah, ma. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Just pulls you into line with the staff. And if you really, really don't want to listen, dan tugtig hy jou with the rod. The scripture says there, your rod and your staff, they comfort and protect me, right? So it protects us from the enemy. How about protecting you from yourself? But God protects you. You know how many times I pray that over me because I know me? Lord, protect me. None of you are like this, but I realize nie geonderworp het aan sy heerskappy. That get me into trouble. The central letter of sin is I. I. Three most important people in the world, me, myself, and I. And what is sin? You think sin is all those things that you do? No. The word sin means missing the mark. Aiming for the target and you miss. That's what it means. That's what they did. They'd shoot the targets. When they miss, the people at the target would shout, son, you've missed. That's where the word comes from. The central letter is I. And God protect us from ourselves. And then sometimes, if the rod doesn't work, you know what the shepherd has to do? He has to take that sheep, that lamb, has to break its leg, so that it cannot walk. It can't go anywhere. Even if it wanted to do its own thing, it can't. It's to carry that sheep on his shoulders until such time that that broken leg is healed. After that, that sheep will only follow that shepherd. Nothing and no one else. May God save us from being at that place where the leg needs to be broken. So geliefde, waar vind jy jouself vanoggend? Is the staff around your neck? Is the rod of correction on the seat of learning? Of is hy been al lank al gebreek? En jy sal klaar op sy skouers. Maak nie saak waar jy is nie. He's the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And may He protect us from ourselves. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. Why was that necessary? The oil would keep away flies and parasites and harmful insects off the sheep. The pestilences of the devil that he wants to come and bring upon you. My cup overflows with goodness, with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Wonderful promises how do I close this thing? I'll say, in the scripture. But that part of the scripture, surely goodness and blessings will follow me all the days of my life, are all conditional. Ladies and gentlemen, like all the other promises in the Bible, these ones also are conditional. Hebrews 3, verse 7 and verse 15 says this. Today, you must listen to my voice. Nie wanneer nie? Today. John 10:27, the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. says Jesus. Nie wanneer nie, ja môre, Here, I'll start my diet tomorrow. Yeah, famous last words. And then tomorrow is today, then the next day is tomorrow, isn't it? Because tomorrow has now become today. And you say, tomorrow I'll start my diet. Tomorrow I'll start praying more. Tomorrow I'll start reading. Tomorrow gaan ek boeke vat saam met my huisgesin, saam met my gesin in my huis. Tomorrow my wife and I are going to start praying together. Whatever it is. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. What if tomorrow never comes? What if tomorrow never comes? So it says, today you must listen to my voice. Verse 15 of Hebrews 3, the same thing. Today you must listen to my voice. So many times we comfort ourselves with the promises of God's protection and He'll give His angels charge over me, but there's conditions to that. Proverbs 1 and verse 33. But all who listen to me will live in peace. Daai sleutelwoorde. All who listen to me will live in peace, uncontrolled by fear of harm. Proverbs 1 and verse 33. All who listen to me. So, ask yourself, myself, am I listening to God? Think about that. So, it says there, goodness and mercy and blessings will follow me all the days of my life. It sounds kind of like a guarantee, doesn't it? I want to ask you another question. What are some of the things that Christians are guaranteed? What are some of the things that Christians are guaranteed? Well, for the sake of time, we're going to look at one this morning. Just one. Aren't you glad you came to church this morning? Jesus says this, John 16, verse 33. And I'm going to start landing this thing now. John 16 and verse 33. I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. And all the people in the church shouted, amen, and stood up and clapped and praised the Lord. They all got excited. Said, yeah, check, I'll sit still. Sit still, I'll move me. Hallelujah. He says, in this world you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart. I love it when God says, but. It's one of my two favorite words in the Bible, but God. Ooh. When it says, but God, it means it changes everything. Hallelujah. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. And because Jesus has overcome the world, we can say the Lord is our shepherd. I have all that I need. See, folks, what's this about? For the promises of God to be a reality in our lives, we need to walk in constant obedience. I want to close off by saying this. Jesus has to be our everything if we are to overcome anything. Jesus has to be our everything if we are to overcome anything. He's either Lord of all or He's not Lord at all. How do we do this? By staying in Jesus as the vine and we are the branches. Last scripture, John 15 and verse 4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. I'm going to ask the deep end to come up and lead us in a time of worship one more time. As we sit there, let's take stock of our lives and we think, is the Lord your shepherd? Do you realize that in Him you have all that you need? And in your life, your walk as a sheep, as a child, a son and daughter of God, where are you in your walk with God? Are you following the shepherd? Are you concentrated on the shadow of death in the valley? Is the staff around your neck? Is the rod being used? Is there a leg or two that's broken? Wherever you are at, let's recommit to the Lord this morning. Let's recommit to the Lord this morning. Say, Lord, we really want you to be our shepherd. We want to be able to If we're going into the valley of the shadow of death and our enemies there, help us to see the table that you've prepared, Lord. And as we sit and just take a few moments to pray, I want to pray with all of us together this morning and just take some time to reflect it. Say, Lord, wherever we find ourselves this morning, Lord, thank you that you have brought us to this day, this time. Yes, it's hot and we're sweaty and it's uncomfortable, Lord God, but we want to do business with you in these few moments. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, every time we read this song, may it remind us when we're in the heat of battle to remember that you're the good shepherd who never sleeps or slumbers. May we remember, Lord, that we can boast like the psalmist, say, the Lord is my shepherd, and that we are going to experience serious difficulties and challenge in the very middle of the fulfillment of your promises in our lives. I pray for each person this morning, Lord, wherever we find ourselves in our walk. And if you're at home watching online, I encourage you to make the time to pray right there where you are. Just focus on the Lord for a few moments. And if you, as our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed and we're just doing business with God, if you're in a place where there's a general unhappiness in your life concerning your relationship with God, it's okay, but you know it can be better. You're not sure about your relationship with Jesus. I want to pray for you specifically this morning. If anybody feels like that, you're okay and you're born again and it's great and you're doing the best you can, but you just want more. If that is you, raise your hand. Anybody like that? I want to lift up our hands this morning and say, yeah, we are, Lord. It's us. There's hands going up all over. Bless you. Thank you. You can put your hands down again. Lord, we're reaching out our hands simply like children. Children before you and say, Lord, you see our hands, but more importantly, you see the condition of our hearts. Lord, I don't know what your people need. You know what we need, Lord. You know what we need. What every person needs that has lifted up their hand this morning, bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. May we become sensitive to hear your voice and find your daily provision that you make available for us on a daily basis. Lord, they've put up their hand in sincerity and honesty. It's not a religious ritual. Would you bless their faithfulness and bless the faith in their hearts, Lord? We pray this morning according to our faith, be it unto us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Right, let's worship the Lord one more time before we pray the final prayer of blessing over us and send you on your way. Let's worship the Lord together.